RTV's radio network service. Here is the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. The second ordinary session of parliament has ended at both the Senate and the National Assembly, with the major outcome being the adoption of a bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly to March 2026. About 100 municipal police agents from across the country are attending a three-month course on municipal policing at the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, in Boya. The athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris and their coaches will leave the country this Wednesday for an acclimatization training in the French capital before the Olympics begin on July 26. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Senate President Marcel Nyat Njifenji has called on all Cameroonians of voting age to get enrolled in electoral registers so as to actively participate in upcoming elections. He was speaking today while officially closing the June session of Parliament, which has seen the adoption of 11 bills at the level of the Senate. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batetato Ekwer is on with the details of the closing ceremony. Here's our report.
Senate President Marcel Nyat Njifenji has underlined how crucial the elections coming up next year are for the nation. He says it is important that members of the upper house of parliament make them great moments for the revival and consolidation of democracy. That's why he has urged his peers to use their parliamentary recess time to raise awareness among compatriots to help them attain the goal of registering the highest number of voters. He has appealed for their belief in Cameroon's democracy and in the future of the country, despite the prevailing hardship and criticisms, which he says are more often than not abusive rather than constructive. Acknowledging while congratulating members of the Senate for their fruitful deliberations during the very busy June session, President Marcel Nyat Njifenji hailed their sense of duty that led to the scrutiny and adoption of 11 bills, which basically contribute to the attainment of Cameroon's development goals and the emergence of the country. A session which he says permitted the parliamentarians to give their voice to the concerns of the ordinary Cameroonian, be it with regard to health, decentralization, education, national security, inflation, the high cost of living, the quality of infrastructure, sanitation of major cities, among others. Recommendations on these made during the budgetary orientation debate will be taken into account during the drafting of the 2025 state budget. The great diplomatic victory of Cameroon, which has led to the election of Honorable Ilarion Etong, Senior Vice President of the National Assembly, to the post of chairperson of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, was applauded by President Marcel Nyat Njifenji and the entire House. After the solemn closing ceremony, some senators and the staff of the Senate received medals for hard work rendered to fatherland.
In the meantime, the Speaker of the National Assembly has called for serenity in the management of the National Football Team of Cameroon, the Indomitable Lions. The Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril was speaking today morning in Yaoundé while chairing the closing plenary of the second ordinary session of the National Assembly for 2024. He also saluted the work done with 12 bills adopted during the session. Several cabinet ministers attended the closing plenary led by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gutei, and other state dignitaries. The June session has thus ended after a full month of parliamentary business marked by the adoption of bills and the scrutiny of government action by the lawmakers. Albert Njiembonde makes an overview of the session and concludes that parliament played its role of checks and balances.
15 plenaries, 12 bills adopted, 3 question and answer sessions, 4 workshops, a budget orientation debate, and a Congress of Parliament. Among the bills adopted is a new forest and wildlife law, which took about 15 years to fine-tune, and a law on archives, which is the very first in Cameroon. Lawmakers also ratified the bill on the ordinance amending and supplementing certain provisions of the 2024 finance law, which raises the state budget to over 7,200 billion, an increase of 533 billion CFA francs from the over 6,600 billion CFA francs adopted during the November 2023 session of Parliament. Another milestone of this session is the bill extending the mandate of National Assembly representatives by a year, a move meant to lighten the burden in a 2025 election year of four major polls in the country. The June session also permitted the Constitutional Council to have a full-strength team with an oath-taking ritual for Madame Florence Rita Arie following the renewal of her term of office by presidential decree of January 18, 2024. It's thus been a full month of parliamentary business during which the life of the nation was put on the table.
Close to 100 municipal police agents from councils across the country have started attending a three-month maiden training in municipal policing at the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, in Boya. The launching ceremony was chaired by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, who gave the inaugural lesson and also inaugurated the administrative and pedagogic blocks of the institution. Humbo Suzy Monjowa reports from CRTV Southwest.
Training in municipal policing at the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, has begun in earnest. For the next 3 months, the first batch of trainees will be receiving both theory and practical lessons that will enable them better discharge their duties in future. Tanyi Tiku Enoachobaye is the Director General of NASLA.
The syllabus we crafted for them revolves on ethics and deontology, respect of human rights, respect for state institutions, non-violent resolution of conflicts and mediation, hygiene and sanitation.
A scheme of work that has been appreciated by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, who has called on the trainees to be disciplined and dedicated.
It is very important for those who want to work in the municipal police to be well selected and then to be well trained. I want them to be citizens who are contributing to the development of their territories.
The minister also inaugurated a two-story building to host offices, administrative meeting halls, and classrooms. Humbo Suzy Monchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, has called on youths to be true ambassadors of peace in their communities. He was speaking in Yaoundé during a session between key stakeholders on the implementation of the Youth Peace and Security Action Plan in Cameroon. FOC Babatunde reports.
The Youth Peace and Security Action Plan has as prerogative to put youth at the forefront in peace-building processes, providing them with all necessary support. In the year 2015, the United Nations adopted a Security Council resolution on youth peace and security with a call on member states to assist young people in the peace drive. One of such is the Global Coalition on Youth Peace and Security, whose co-chair is Prelis Saji.
The Global Coalition on Youth Peace and Security is a global coalition with international organizations coming together to globally shape the agenda. Part of me being here is to provide the technical guidance from a global level, saying what has worked in other countries, what hasn't worked, and how do we do that here better.
Faced with challenges like underestimation and insufficient funds, the action plan intends to redirect and upgrade the skills of youths, as explained by the executive director of Local Youth Corner Cameroon, Achaleke Christian.
The whole idea is to ensure that young people have the support and the platform for them to lead peace-building processes in a way in which it takes into consideration responding to the root causes of violence or crime and insecurity. Looking at our context, we want to develop a national action plan which will take into consideration our context, our culture, to put young people at the forefront of peace-building processes.
All these are happening at a time when global trends like pandemics and conflicts have been on the rise and is an opportunity for youth to contribute their quota in peace building.
The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, received the new bureau of the Union of Cameroonian Enterprises, JECAM, in Yaoundé today afternoon. The delegation headed by the president of JECAM, Celestin Tawamba, was out to present the newly elected officials and discourse on how to contribute to promote agriculture in Cameroon. Here now is the president of JECAM, Celestin Tawamba, on the main thrust of their discussions with Minister Gabriel Mbairobe. He spoke to staffman Ngu Henry.
We are going to cooperate, to have more training courses in Israel and to try to do our best to send Cameroonian people to Israel to have this course. So find this issue very important for us, and of course we do our best. So far I'm very happy. I'm very new here in Cameroon. Just arrived a month ago, and so far I find a very friendship country, and we are going to cooperate. We are going to make nice things here in Cameroon together, and the minister, as he mentioned before, we are working hard to find a way how to cooperate.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. Construction works on the Babaju-Bamenda Road have progressed significantly. Engineers with the Burns Company have disclosed that the setting up of drainage systems and the construction of metallic structures have been prioritized during this rainy season. In the meantime, the 17-kilometer stretch from Babaju to Matazum is almost complete, and attention has been redirected to the remaining sections from Matazum to the upstation Bamenda Bypass Stretch, where the Burns Company has taken over from Bofas, whose contract was recently terminated by the Cameroon government. Kilo Valerine Sala has this report on the Babaju Road from Bamenda.
This is like a construction beehive. From where I stand just after this port welcome to Bamenda, toward Bamendankwe, I can spot dump trucks, excavators, bulldozers and other heavy equipment.
I am Mr. Glovis Ntiko. I'm a civil engineer working with the company Burns. We are more focused now on the drainage, putting in place of gutters, building box culverts, hoping that by the time the rains end, we must have advanced sufficiently with the drainage and we can attack the road structure itself.
We've just transited to the section they call the Champion Upstation to Nkwen, passing through what is known as the New Road, constructed in 2010, but it's already degenerated into potholes. And so emphasis here is on the quality and durability of works.
If you move around town, you see areas where the carriageway has been completely taken away by rainwater and underground water. The objective is to take the water away from the road such that we have a road with a longer life expectancy.
Meanwhile, the 17-kilometer stretch from Babaju to Matazim is almost complete, but the risk here is that of potential accidents as private vehicles, passenger buses and trucks are speeding excessively into and out of the northwest. Kilo Valerie Sala on the Babaju-Bamenda Road for CRTV News.
A program to strengthen the competitiveness of Cameroon's industrial economy was presented today in Yaoundé by the Mission for the Development and Management of Industrial Zones, MACZI. The program involves a comprehensive diagnosis of Cameroon's economic potential and a mapping out of key structural projects projected for completion by 2035. Arthur Fraser has the details in the following report.
The economic potential diagnostic offers a detailed analysis of the sector with the highest prospect for growth and investment. By identifying these key areas, the government can make strategic decisions on where to focus resources and infrastructure development. Mohamed El Aouni, project manager.
The Industrial Zones Development and Management Program seeks to create a competitive industrial fabric taking into account the international dynamics framed by the development of boundary corridors.
The workshop emphasized the importance of a structured approach to industrial development. Mapping out key projects will permit Cameroon to position itself as a competitive player in regional and global markets.
À travers ce programme, la MAGSI
will strive to enhance the quality of this industrial offer to ensure its competitiveness and to have a positive impact on the sustainable development of Cameroon.
Sur le développement durable du Cameroun.
The findings of this phase on the program will serve as a blueprint for future steps guiding the development of infrastructure, policies, and investment strategies.
The director in charge of administration and public affairs in the Cameroon Mining Company says the media world can play a key role in marketing the socioeconomic benefits of the Nabeba Mbalam mining project in Cameroon and Congo. Mr. Patrick Chua made the statement this evening after an audience with the director of the Tunisian-based media company Jeune Afrique Économie. Rigobert Maniga has the details of that story.
The Cameroon Mining Company, charged with developing the Mbalam Nameba mines in Cameroon and Congo, seeks to transform the sector in the Central African subregion to an El Dorado for investment and growth, according to the director in charge of administrative affairs and public relations in the company, Patrick Chua. The Mbalam Nameba iron ore project is one of the ambitious integrative projects that tie with phase two of CEMAC's economic reforms program. While it is estimated to generate billions of CFA francs to both countries in fiscal revenue, the funds are expected to trigger national development in Cameroon and drive social growth. Zanga Cedric Nelson is a technical director in the institution.
Now we are creating more facility in our mining site. We are just creating more than 10 kilometers mining road. The government owns 10% of the company and also going to receive 10% of the production.
Speaking after an audience with the director of Jeune Afrique Économie, Mr. Patrick Chua recognized that such a multifaceted media space can create an avenue for potential investors in Cameroon in the mining sector.
Experts say for Cameroon to speed up rice production and attain self-sufficiency in a few years, the country must first invest in improved seeds as well as tested fertilizer brands that are adaptable to various agroecological zones. Karine Kubong spoke to an agronomist working under the Rice Value Chain Development Project and put together the following report for the news.
According to experts in the science of soil management and crop production, various species of rice cultivated in Cameroon are adapted to the different agroecological zones of the country. Thomas Fuchi Song is an agronomist working with the Rice Value Chain Development Project. He throws more light.
You have Nerica for lowland, you have Nerica for highland. For the northwest, we have Tox and Tainan being cultivated by UNVDA Indop, which is a lowland variety. And this variety has been improved, and the yields per hectare now vary between 4 and 6 tons.
For the various species to blossom and yield within the estimated 3 to 6 month rice cultivation period in Cameroon, Mr. Song says particular fertilizer brands are required.
We are proposing that for effective and good production, minimum of 200 kilograms of complex fertilizers to be applied per hectare, and a minimum of 100 kilograms of urea, which is top fertilizers, be applied during panicling of rice. Then our rice production can increase substantially.
Going by information from agronomists who say various rice species could take between 90 to 150 days to grow in a country that boasts of about 6.2 million hectares of arable land, they say Cameroon has the capacity to sufficiently produce rice for its population within few years if resources are properly utilized.
A three-day summit to teach Cameroonians the principles of value-based leadership while raising seven leaders in their communities and effecting change will begin tomorrow in Yaoundé. The three-day event, which is an initiative of a non-governmental organization, Lead Mission International, is hinged on the theme, Your Leadership Matters. In the following excerpt of an interview selected by Leslie Magni, the president of Lead Mission International, Dr. Madison Ngafeson, comes back on the importance of the leadership training.
When we talk about values-based leadership, we are talking about a type of leadership that starts with you. We believe that everyone has the potential to be a leader. What is my influence around my family, in the community, in my business? How am I influencing and moving my profession in a positive direction? The upcoming summit would have several activities, leadership in all of these different domains. So there are some of our speakers that will be talking about leadership in your personal life. So we'll be talking about relationships. How do you deal with your children in the family so that they become great leaders? Some people will be focusing on business, and they'll be helping the entrepreneurs that attend the conference so that they can help them with their leadership and how they can lead within an enterprise.
In news out of Cameroon, the first Democratic senator has questioned President Joe Biden's election chances after seven congressmen urged the 81-year-old president to step aside. Michael Bennett of Colorado said he expected the president to lose to Donald Trump, possibly by a landslide, but stopped short of saying he should withdraw. Questions have been raised about President Biden's fitness for office after a stumbling presidential debate performance against former President Donald Trump late last month. In sports, six Cameroonian athletes to represent the country during the 2024 Olympics are expected to arrive in the French capital Paris tomorrow morning to begin acclimatizing ahead of the games that are scheduled from July 26 to August 11. The athletes received the country's flag and encouragement of the state from the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwele-Kombi, yesterday during a farewell ceremony at the headquarters of the National Olympic and Sports Committee in Yaoundé. Ben Collins Nyiberiwo, in the following analysis, says it is a huge responsibility that has been placed on the shoulder of the athletes.
Participating in the Olympic Games is usually considered as one of the greatest moments in the career of any athletes. For a chosen few comes the added honor of being selected to carry the flag of his or her country to lead the delegation. This often comes with huge responsibility, that of being an example to follow. A standard bearer who leads the delegation becomes an enduring symbol of national values and Olympic ideals. Not forgetting to mention an inspiration for the future generation. The three Olympic values of excellence, respect and friendship should be implanted in the leader for onward transmission to teammates. Team Cameroon will be represented at the Paris Olympics this year by six athletes who will be vying for medals in four sports disciplines. The responsibility to carry the country's flag was placed on the shoulders of sprinter Emmanuel Eseme and judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela, two exemplary athletes who will carry the flag of Cameroon during the parade at the opening ceremony of the Games in Paris, and who are also expected to lead their fellow mates back to the country after the biggest global sports event that ends on August 11, 2024.
To end this news here once again are the main points. The second ordinary session of Parliament has ended today, both at the Senate and at the National Assembly, with a major outcome being the adoption of a bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly to March 2026. About 100 municipal police agents from across the country are attending a three-month course on municipal policing at the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, in Boya. The athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris and their coaches will leave the country this Wednesday for an acclimatization training in the French capital before the Olympics begin on July 26. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.